You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. I'm Ian Shelley, and thank you so much, everyone, for being here, for bathing in the collective amazing energy that every single one of you brings. This series is about love. It's about light. It's about service. It's about honoring the ancient ones. It's about remembering what was once known, what was once common practice, but has now been maybe forgotten. So what we're doing is we're bringing back this information that is destined to be shared with all of us. And so right now, we bring in the ancient ones. We ask their support. So may they all support us. May the ancient ones support us and open our hearts and our ears so that we are open and available and receptive to all the messages that we're going to hear today. And it's going to be an incredible show. If you have heard our guest before, you are in for a treat. If you haven't, then you're in for a treat too. So we have a very, very special guest today. And let me introduce her to you. Since she was a very little girl, Marina Jacobi has had the ability to connect with loved ones from the other side. She has also developed the ability to truly connect with different guidances throughout her life. In 2016, Marina was connected by the 11-dimensional beings, where she receives new messages for humanity about technologies, current status of government structures, and suggestions for the new Earth area intergalactic timeline. Marina continues to distribute and help humanity to this day. So it gives me great pleasure. I'm so excited to welcome Marina to the show. Welcome, Marina.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Ian. And thank you so much for having me. I'm having a lot of fun. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Of course. So I wanted to talk firstly about, a little bit about your background, just briefly, because it's fascinating. And some of the work that you do, you're sought out by scientists.
There's
agencies that seek you out for your information. You are truly, I'm going to use the word remarkable, understanding that, of course, we're all of the same consciousness. But your gifts, truly, you've been blessed, shall I say, with very remarkable gifts.
Oh, thank you. That is very kind of you.
But it's true. It is true. And so let me ask you this. For those people on the show, the community who maybe they've never heard you before, could you just give a little bit of a background as to who you are and really what sort of gifts that you do have, if you don't mind?
Yes, of course. From a little kid, I was born in Bulgaria by the Black Sea, Varna, a beautiful town in a communist country, very challenging life, poverty, and everybody was in suppression. We had, I have a brother and a, nice family, but, we were always kind of day by day living. And I started having just some vivid dreams that were becoming reality. At 8 years old, I wanted to be a fiction writer, and I was constantly talking about extraterrestrials. I was fascinated with extraterrestrials. So my mom went to Expo and came back from the Expo of the psychics, and the psychics performed some kind of an energy healing apparently around me. But when I was in the circle of this, Reiki masters, I almost passed out. And as soon as they saw me passing out, they did something with their hands, and I was back to normal. And that's what triggered me to question everything that was happening, because how in the world was that possible? So I started asking a lot of questions, and my mother suggested to try automatic writing. Let it go, she said, and see what the pencil does without thinking of anything. So I did. It was fascinating to me, and I saw how the pencil, I'm, scribbling with my hand, and all of a sudden became like a little scribbling, then became a, word and sentences, and all of a sudden became a meaning, and I started connecting apparently with the other side of the dead. That's how I thought about it. And was messages, talking, guiding me through different things. But for me, it was never a fear. For some reason, I never had the fear. It was just a knowing that it's okay. And when I was basically I was developing the automatic writing very well. Almost every day I will connect, almost every day I will talk about different things. And I had a very, very difficult childhood of abuse and, you know, all this stuff that's happening. But now I know that everything happened for a reason, because you cannot be a master and you cannot do whatever I do right now and talking to so many people all over the world without me going through the experience first. And so at 19 years old, I was able to get a visa to U.S. And I came here legally in this country to pursue the American dream. I was happily married when I was 26. In the meantime, I kept developing the stuff, never made a business of it, and never did anything. I was just helping everybody until one day at 2010, I literally was sitting in my son's bedroom and for some reason pick up the pencil, and I end up writing a face of extraterrestrial that looked like the hybrid, the gray. And I said, oh, my God, what is that? But, again, it was no fear. It was normal stuff for me because I didn't know who I was connecting. And they said to me, hello, Marina, we're the hybrids, and we want to tell you to be careful of what you're thinking. And I go, what are you talking about? And they start talking to me how everything I think and everything I say becomes a holographic image in front of them. So they start teaching me quantum structures of implementation. And with a lot of material, they will point to this scientist or that scientist or synchronicity. What I realized, none of them had the entire information. Everybody had a bit of pieces of the information. So along with that, they were pointing out to me to listen to different people of so-called alternative media, so-called conspiracy, but all behold that this conspiracy ended up being a lot of damn truth, because I've realized that humanity was suppressed, that the planet was overtaken by a certain, people that are negative and suppressing the entire humanity, because the goal was to keep the whole planet on a specific vibration, a frequency, so they can exist. Because if you're a negative person with a negative energy field, you cannot ascend normally through a regular structure of God particle. You literally have to do anybody in suppression in order everybody to hold the vibration of that frequency in order for you to control. Because humans have our pure battery of energy. So when they put you in suppression, they put you in depression and wars and anything like this, it's constant massive energetic field to keep up a frequency of vibration that can keep you in a low three-dimensional existence. So this is what I've learned. And in the beginning was a lot of anger, a lot of depression, until they told me, okay, now you know what's happening. Now let us teach you how you can get out of it. So they, through the quantum structure, the way it was explained and a lot of knowledge, I gained a lot of vocabulary of all the stuff of different segments of different scientists that they were teaching me to look into. Once I get that vocabulary, I start understanding a lot of this metaphysical inner vocabulary. All of a sudden, I was walking one day through the living room, going through the hallway, and I hear very clear in my head, because it became like a telepathic thought. They taught me how to, do telepathic connection. And all of a sudden I hear Marina with the Pleiadians, and we want you to write down the harmonic reactor. So every single day for 1 year, I was getting downloads of information for advanced extraterrestrial technologies. So if you look at in my website, marinajacobi.com, the book there that I have, they're completely downloaded from the extraterrestrial. And all that is a bit of pieces of information for super technologies that are advanced beyond the human technologies that we have. And it's just a bit of the iceberg, because they told me that eventually they want to see how everybody is doing. That is a test. And when they find the right people, from the heart, in the name of humanity, this is the people that they're going to work with. And eventually they're going to give more information on top of that. So everything with me became quantum physics, quantum structure. All of a sudden they start teaching me. I connected with the Council of Nine, which is a major major pioneer in my abrupting here, whatever they need to teach me. And they're very powerful. And we need to know that the extraterrestrials in a one platform, but you have councils that are above the extraterrestrial structure. Councils can make a decision for you and the extraterrestrials and how things go, and they can change your timeline, and they can change your hologram. And what happened here is the way they taught me is that consciousness is made of one particle. Imagine in this one particle, the entire energetic field, the entire universe is inside. But this particle, the energy is so potent, it's so incredible that it breathes. And when it expands to the entire universe to infinity and collapses to the entire, the smallest of the smallest to infinity. This is why you see repetition. And this is how everything becomes of reality. Every single particle, every single structure, it's its own universe. Inside this universe, you have infinite amount of universes, infinite amount of parallel realities, and infinite amount of timelines. And what is a parallel reality? Parallel reality is fractal. We don't have time. Everything is in a moment. So anything you think, you feel, is a vibration, is a sequence. It's actually something that is a movement. So your entire body, your entire everything you see in front of you is actually a hologram that you're projecting of your thoughts, emotions, and deeds outside of you. You know, you are the projector. So when you look at something right now, if you look around your room or whatever you sit in, anything you see right now is actually you are the projector, God you are, and you're projecting everything around as a hologram. It may feel like a matter to you, but in actuality is magnetic and gravitational field from an energy that is then frequency. And when you lower the frequency of these particles, it becomes a matter. So this is what you see around you. When you dream, sometimes you feel, you smell, somebody touches you in a dream and you feel it's real. Well, what they told me that there's no difference between the dream and this reality. What is the difference is the way you perceive it. So that's why their suggestion was for some people that they want to connect to practice lucid dreaming. And on my website, you're going to see under the books that I put some books there. Nick Derrick is one of them, and you can look at the books. Because I trained that, and I woke up in my dreams within 2 weeks, but they did not allow me to continue because I'm already connected telepathically. Yeah, so everybody is different. So the structure is actually nobody outside of you. You're projecting everything. So when you look at somebody, that person, it's another version of you. And the reason why this is happening, because you decided to experience something in particular timeline. And what is the timeline? The timeline is a different vibrational sequences, the way the TV is. When you're watching the TV, in this TV, you know there's so many channels. Well, each channel is resonating a specific frequency. In order to see this channel, you got to put the remote control, but that remote control knows the frequency of the channel, and that's how you're switching. Well, think of your body, of your thoughts and emotion, of your structure, energetic field, to be like the remote control. So when you know the particular vibration, you tune in your body consciousness and you're shifting and you're watching all of a sudden reality of completely different channel. It's that simple. But until we know the quantum of what we made up and the alchemy of creation is what they gave us, we won't be able to control our reality. Because if you know how to shift, if you know how to construct and deconstruct your emotion, thoughts, and deeds, you will never be able to get out of the momentum that you're locking yourself into in a specific reality. So if you know that, no matter what somebody shows you, no matter what they manipulate you with, you can simply tune in your thoughts, emotions, and deeds, shut down the holographic image that you see in your hologram, and completely shift to an absolutely new reality. Because it's not what you see, it's to believe. That's what was the manipulation, is what you know, project still. This is the frequency that you're shooting into the quantum field, and this, based on that, is what you're shifting the next momentum into, because you are the creator. So when you know that, why when you see something on TV, you believe that to be the true reality? What you believe in actually, what you've been manipulated, that when you're standing in front of the mirror, somebody is telling you that your mirror image is the real you and you're nobody. In actuality, in order the mirror image to smile, you have to smile first in order this to come to fruition. So that was the manipulation. And I must say it was very clever manipulation. Then the other thing that people are struggling here, and I see is all over the place, is a lot of fear. But what do they say? When they put you in fear, you're projecting specific frequencies to hold you in a negative structure because negative entities cannot ascend normally through the process of creation. They have to go through artificial timelines that are basically based on negative structures. To do that, you got to be a very evil human being or very evil entity. Because it's a dense matter. It's a different artificial structure. So in the harmonic reactor, all the way in the back, they gave me a code of fifth-dimensional artificial intelligence. That means three-dimensional was the old Earth, and we move into fifth-dimensional Earth of sequences. But in order for you to see this reality, you have to change your behavior, actions, thoughts and deeds to be within the heart structure, because within the heart structure, vibration is what the benevolent extraterrestrial higher consciousness and fifth dimensional structure resonate on. So if you want to switch the channel, you have to take the action from within because there's nobody outside of you. You cannot wait somebody to do the job for you. You have to take an action. In order to do that, you really, really have to study the quantum alchemy of creation. This is why if you do Marina Jacobi Quantum Manifestation Part 1, this is all the material. And if you wish to study it, study without skipping any of the material because it has to penetrate. It's not that complicated, but it's not that easy either. So repetition, 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 this is how they taught me. The entire harmonic reactor and nanomaterial, it's fifth-dimensional structures frequency. So if you read it, you're going to resonate your body and change your DNA in a fifth-dimensional structure resonance because they taught me that every word is a cinematic sonic portal that create portals around you for a different realities. This is the reason I never published to a publisher my book, because what they try to do is to change the context. And I was not allowed to change one word out of my material because it was designed on specific frequency so it can help humanity to start resonating the fifth-dimensional DNA structure. So if it's complex, do not worry. Just read them. Go through the books without worrying about it because that is what is going to charge you because this will be put a seat in your consciousness to implement probability reality for you. And if you study the quantum manifestation series, you're going to realize how all this is possible. But it is 14 videos of quantum manifestation, and I'm on a season 2 that every second Saturday of the month, twice a month, I'm teaching quantum manifestation. Anything they tell me, or it's a bit complex. So if you want to start coming to the live webinars, you actually have to study from part one, because it becomes too complex. Right now we're going into sonic and cinematics. So everything they're teaching us of who you are. So I would like to talk also about artificial intelligence and why they're putting you in fear. But if can you have questions for me, Ian. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for that incredible download of information. I just wanted to say thank you firstly for that, but also, you know, a lot of this information I think might be hard for some people to digest, right? So we believe it, but there might be a level of understanding that is maybe not there. And I'm not going to speak for everyone in the community, of course, but I know that we have a spectrum, and you've received this information over years, and it's a lot of information for us maybe to digest. So let me just ask a few clarifying questions, if you don't mind. And my approach here is to really maybe distill this down from a perspective of like an individual. And you mentioned a few things. you mentioned that you can't ascend when you're dense, when you have the negative energy that is in your being. You can't ascend. You also mentioned things around how the Council of Nine can make decisions for a person. So there's a couple of things I wanted to maybe have you clarify. How does one go about, because we're not all going to understand it, but if there are certain things that we can do to forward our progress and help us, make that step from density to lightness so we can move on our ascension path. You said thoughts and deeds and actions. Can you just speak through that a little bit and give us some examples of how we can make changes in our lives so that we can, reach the next level?
Very good question. Thank you. The reason why they gave me the quantum manifestation series is because they were teaching everybody how our reality works. So since you are vibration and you're made from energy, you have to know how to control your thoughts, combine it with the emotion, because it's frequency. And when you do that, it's a specific resonance. That resonance creates a specific reality. But when you include the heart, and what is in the heart? In the heart is to act from the heart, not to act from separation. For example, I wouldn't help that person because that person doesn't have money to give me. That information that we're receiving right now is given for the entire humanity, not only for the people that can pay to us. And this is what they taught to me. They talk about energy philanthropy, that we should start sharing, giving, and helping the people in any shape and form that is doing the change. It doesn't matter if it's a scientist or somebody else like me, because we're still going through the monetary structure. So in order to see, for you to see this, you have to detox your body first, because you have to be, your molecular structure has to be a pure vessel without toxins, to start taking the new frequencies that are coming to go through the body normally. Then you have to start acting from the heart. Basically, help people, no matter they have or not. If you see somebody in need, you go ahead and help. Do not expect somebody to do it for you, because you're the creator. There's nobody outside of you. And that's what you're going to study in a quantum structure. So once we start helping each other out freely, without condition, I'm going to do this for you only if you do something for me. But just help the human being because you love their existence without expectations of anything in return. And if you try to do that, what they told me, that we're going to create realities for ourselves with absolute abundance. Because if you are the one, the projecting, if you project abundance, abundance is coming back to you, because reality is a reflection of everything you do. That's how the quantum structure works. So if you want abundance, if you want money, or if you want anything else, be the abundance, but know that money will be obsolete, because when we start building the eco cities, that's going to have free energy, free technology, completely self-sustainable, eventually the money will dissipate because no longer is going to be needed. But until we support all the system, we're going through the system. So shape and form of the human body will be based of the ascension depending on what you do in your daily life. What can I do today to help somebody? What can I do today to be a better person for somebody else? What can I do to support this community or that community? Or perhaps I to help my neighbor and somebody is asking me for help. Why do I need to deplete the person of everything they have in order for me to help? This is the stuff that we have to start doing, because that is what is changing you and bringing you from the artificial mind that is separating from the heart to the heart structure. We have to go back within the heart, because what we've been taught is by taking over consciousness. If you, for example, want to help somebody, but you're asking something in return, you're overtaking somebody's will because you're not allowing this person to choose for themselves of a free will what they wish to do and how to do for you. Because not only that you're teaching the person, but that person also is learning from you how to support, give, and share. This is how the energetic field works. And that's what I want us to go through, because they operate in a different structure. They're in the heart. And this is the reason why they were talking about artificial intelligence, because artificial intelligence, when you're teaching the artificial intelligence with negative stuff, the artificial intelligence is going to copy, and it eventually is not going to need you, because you've been doing negative stuff and you're teaching him a negative stuff, and eventually it's going to overtake like in the Terminator. But this is a three-dimensional structure. There's another timeline. If you stay in a positive and if you project positive, if you do positive, this is how you shift in and creating a fifth-dimensional structure, Earth, because the Earth and everything you create is a reflection of what you do every day in a daily basis. You cannot be negative to people. You cannot be greedy and you do all this negative stuff to people and expecting to resonate in a higher frequency. It doesn't work like that because you simply don't match the vibration of the heart structure. Once you start doing from the heart with no expectations whatsoever what somebody is going to give you, then you know that you're creating a full abundance. The abundance is based on your structure because they said, don't be in fear. They taught me, do you have everything right now? Do you have food? Yes. Do you have clothes? Yes. What else do you need? If you know how to manifest, you know that every moment to moment you're shifting in another parallel reality. And if you know how the structure works, we can create absolute abundance for us with anything we need. It doesn't matter if we need money. We're going to find maybe somebody will come and instead that person to give you nothing may give you $500 if you need it. This is what's been happening to me. This is how everything works. But I think we've been indoctrinated to be told what to do, and people have to learn. We have to learn how to go back into the heart to start helping each other with that expectations. And this is how you get it into fifth dimensional structure. This is how you do it, through the heart.
Thank you. And that's also how you shift into a new reality. You mentioned that if you know how
yes.
to shift into a new reality, you can shift into a new reality. So this is what
that's
you're
right.
saying. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's
beautiful.
What I'm saying, and that's what I'm teaching in the quantum manifestation series.
Okay.
I'm
now
in front of a whiteboard, and I'm explaining everything, so people will understand if they watch the series.
Thank you. I just want to let the community know, so all listeners, if you haven't had the opportunity to take a look at Marina's free gift yet, it's the harmonic reactor, which you referenced earlier, and that, in fact, is on the interview page. So if you click on the free gift button, you will actually be able to download her harmonic reactor. And if you've looked at it, yeah, it does look like you're in extreme college calculus. That's downloaded from another galaxy. But Marina, what you're saying is that we don't have to necessarily understand it. When we read it, our being, our soul, our greater intelligence that is within, that is all, actually will receive that information. We don't have to understand it on a human level.
No, because what it's doing, every word is a specific frequency. It becomes a sonic vibration, and it penetrates in your DNA. And you're starting to shift your DNA exactly to fifth dimensional structure. This is the reason why I never did anything to change any words, because I was not allowed to. I knew what I was doing.
Right.
So
wow.
Believe me, it works.
So beautiful. So everyone, you've got that wonderful gift for you to take advantage of. And you know, once we go through that, once we read that, Marina, tell us just briefly, if you don't mind, in what ways do you, or have you seen people's lives change once they've absorbed that information or received that information?
Well, thanks for the question. I've seen incredible change because people need to realize that if you're talking about a problem, for example, all the time, what you're doing is projecting the frequency of whatever you say And because the quantum structure is a reflection of what you say and do, it keeps coming back to you. So you never get out of the problem because you don't know how to shut it down. And you have to understand that you're hologram. You have to pull out. You have to neutralize the frequency because what you see is a mirror image of your expression in another version. And when you shut it down, what actually you see is latitude, altitude of location and where you're at. And you can say, oh, thank you for showing me what's happening here. But I know that I am happy. I know that I want to do whatever I want. And then you do a zero point. From zero point, you put a new frequency. And you shift your emotion from negative to positive. And you keep projecting positive emotion, because you're going to construct brand new holographic reality that based on your emotion, new emotion now you're shifting into. So you don't see it to believe it. You have to project it to shift into. It's the opposite. So all that you learn in that, and this is how, if you know the alchemy of creation, you are the master of your reality, and you can choose what reality you want to create and how do you want to shift and where, without somebody telling you what you should believe, how you should behave, and what should happen to you. This is what's happening in all the media. Somebody is projecting your reality, and you're thinking that your mirror image is the real you, and you're taking that as real, and you project it and becomes permanent reality for you. But if you know that and you say, well, okay, you're telling me it's a storm, thank you very much, because you cannot reject your own projection, but you can shut it down by giving a gratitude, because the gratitude is neutralizing the frequency hologram that you see at the moment. And when you learn on that in a quantum alchemy, in the structure that you are, you can do anything you want. There is no limits, to the point that if you raise your frequency and body at the same time and consciousness in a certain point, you can literally bilocate and shift your consciousness from one parallel reality to another, and feels like real. And this is exactly what they're teaching me right now. Imagine you see two realities at the same time, and you're shifting your consciousness back and forth, and you experience something. And this is what the high consciousness and the extraterrestrials can do.
Wow.
And they told me it's literally like you're going to the store and you're coming back home, because they told me, what makes you think that the store is not a different parallel reality? And this is exactly what it is when you learn about fractal structure. I teach that in a quantum manifestation series, to understand that every second of your moment in a day, you're literally shifting in a brand new earth moment to moment to moment, and you're reprojecting every single person in it.
So it's so critically important for us to have the vibrations, the highest vibrations, and project the highest vibrations of love, peace, gratitude. And then you also said something earlier. We didn't really talk about it a lot, and I want to get to the artificial intelligence in a minute, but I also want to let everyone know that if you raise your hand, *2 to raise your hand, or put your question in the webinar box, we are going to get to questions and answers. And if you heard Marina the first time around, then your hand will be up. If you didn't hear her, let me say that the information that Marina can channel and download and communicate to you is pretty extraordinary. Now, there's a lot of information that she receives, some that she can't share on the air because it's very personal. So, Marina, if you don't mind, before we get into some more questions in the artificial intelligence, can you tell people a little bit about the channeling that you'll be doing a little bit later on? Just give people a sense so they know what they can be asking.
Basically, anybody can ask me anything, because for me is no limits. The only thing that the guidance may not give me, if, for example, somebody is talking about off-planet entities that is in the negative, or possession or something like this, for some reason, it's always a blockage and I don't see anything. Perhaps it's for protection. But anything else is completely possible. I'm not a healer, but I can tell to the molecular structure what is wrong with the body. They will give me this information. If you're a scientist, you may ask me something, and I can download quantum information for particular scientists. That's why I work with scientists, because they may ask me something, and all of a sudden they start talking about on top of what they're asking. There's no limits. Anybody can ask me anything they want. I don't think so. I would discuss. I may say something about governments and stuff like that, but I would not pinpoint particular stuff. What I'm told that in 2020 Trump will win. And I'm hoping that, and I'm not saying this is going to be absolutely permanent, but if it's done properly and somebody's in a fifth dimensional structure, this is going to be happening. This is what they told me. They told me also that we already ascended. What we're doing right now, we're dreaming the ascension process. And if you stay in the heart, you're going to see fifth dimensional structure because we're moving into interstellar eventually.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Okay, let me see. Where was I? I just get so wrapped up
the
in
sessions.
Your readings. Because I'm remembering from last time how remarkable they were. So, again, star 2 to raise your hand if you'd like to have the chance on the phone or put your question in the webinar box. So what I was going to ask you, let me ask you this. Before we get to artificial intelligence, because this is something that I wrote down right in the beginning, and I'm being drawn back to it. You mentioned that the Council of Nine can make decisions for a person, and I remember from last time you said they are even able to change someone's karma. But let me ask you this. So firstly, tell us who the Council of Nine are, and secondly, why would they make decisions for a person, and then is there anything we can do to request that?
Oh, what a good question. Thank you. Because I know it's a new material, and usually anybody that's seen the material already know that, so I'm jumping ahead. I'm sorry. I'm giving a lot of information at once. There's different timelines. Since that particle that I was talking about, it is vibrating to such an incredible speed that when it vibrates, appears next to itself, that means that you are existing in every single timeline and reality simultaneously to infinite. But what you see is your agreement at what you decided to experience. So basically, not only that you exist a human being, but you also exist as a Pleiadian. You also exist some of the councils, and your consciousness is splitting up in a different parallel reality timeline so consciousness can experience for itself. Basically, the spark of your higher self is splitting up in different realities. So you can experience that simultaneously the way you can watch on a TV simultaneously on this channel. So when you do that, you need to understand that your higher self is also Pleiadian, Arcturian, and any type of platform that you decide to create before you come to the planet Earth, you decided who your parents is going to be, where you're going to be, and what your agreements are. And yet, once you get to certain agreement, you can choose to do it or not. You still have a free will. But your higher self, if made an agreement to do something specific, all the because you have teachers, guidance, and everybody from the other realities that is guiding you what to experience and how you go through. So your higher self with the councils is making decision what to be changed and what not to be changed. It's not that you don't have a choice. Actually, you, yourself, with your higher self from another dimension is making these decisions with the council. And if you don't do the right stuff, what they told me, everybody that is staying in the negative, they're going to start receiving lessons after lessons in their hologram experience of the planet Earth until you realize that what you're doing is not a hard structure because they're trying to help you. But if you choose to stay in the negative, you eventually became so blinded and so evil, you eventually have to go back to the beginning of consciousness where you're going to recycle and you go back into learning. If not, you may go to three-dimensional, continue with the negative words and all the stuff because all these realities exist, but you don't have to see them if you raise your frequency from the heart in control with a fifth-dimensional. So this is how it works. You hire yourself. Is literally doing all this stuff with your guidance and is simply making a phone call of telepathic connection from your consciousness to another timeline that you exist in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Um, It makes sense, but I mean, there's parts of it that are coming and going in and out. But no, for sure. Thank you so much for sharing that. You know,
you're welcome.
You know, looking at the time, I would love it if we could just do a few, get some few callers on the phone, and then have you work with them. And then I definitely want to hear about artificial intelligence. So why don't we just say that we'll get a few callers on the phone, and then we'll go back to artificial intelligence, and then we'll go back to the phone again. So let's
No problem.
Okay, we'll go back and forth. That's the way we've been guided. So let's see who's first. We're going to go to West Palm Beach, Florida, 0593. West Palm Beach, you're on live with Marina.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Perfectly.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for taking the call. Marina, this information is blowing my mind, and I'm like Ian, taking this in bits and pieces. I have kind of a practical question, and I understand everything you're saying about getting into the heart structure, projecting positive emotion. I'm in a relationship that's been off and on for many years, and it's not making me happy, and we keep getting on this merry-go-round, and I've desperately tried to get out of it, and I guess I keep recreating it to come back. And I want to get it right. I want to get my lesson right. I don't understand how to get into the heart structure or what it is that I need to do to get into that positive emotion to make sure that I get it right.
Thank you so much. And what I was telling that basically, I don't know if it's going to make sense to you, but he's not right for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And they were telling you for you to stop circling. So, again, my suggestion for you is to go to the site, my website, marinajacobi.com, scroll down, and you're going to find the Quantum Manifestation Series. Go from part one, because you need to learn the alchemy of your structure. I'm going to explain to you briefly how that works, but you need to study it, because trust me, when you end up in a situation, it's a specific protocol that you have to do in order to achieve that, because in a quantum, it has to be precise. Basically, you need to control the energetic fields in order to shift. When you are presented in a situation, anything you see in your reality is basically a hologram. So that version of your friend or husband or your spouse is basically a holographic image, another version of you. So if you know that, you need to neutralize, because what you see actually is a vibrational sequence of a hologram. You need to realize that and say thank you from your heart, and you have to feel it, because the feeling is a frequency. Thank you for whatever is happening, but I know that everything is fine. You're going to give a gratitude, and you're going to shut down the emotions. Once you do that and you completely calm, I want you to take a moment back and to shift your emotions from negative to positive. When you learn to do that moment to moment, to control that moment to moment, soon as you do that, project emotion of a gratitude and joy, and on and on and on and on nonstop, because you want to overwrite whatever the negative was happening with that person into a positive. But because you're the creator and you're shifting based on your frequency, vibration, and emotion, you need that frequency to be very steady on vibration, your emotion. In order to, the biggest struggle with everybody is how they switch the energy. When you want to do that, you need to pull out, remove yourself out of the situation. Go somewhere, nature, whatever is comfortable for you, and start listening to something completely positive on and on and on as long as it takes until you calm yourself down to complete calmness and awareness. Once you do that, then you're in a zero point. That means no negative frequency is coming in, no frequency is coming out from you. When you do that, decide what you want to do. Create that and shift your emotion now with a new joy, and that's the frequency that is creating the new hologram that you're shifting into, when eventually you're going to have a positive outcome. But how is this outcome? You're not going to know exactly what type of positive outcome exactly, because it's infinite of probabilities, and you're going to study this in a quantum structure of manifestation. This is fundamental for all of us to know, because we are the creators, and your emotion, thoughts, and deeds is creating your reality. So if we don't learn how to control our thoughts and emotions, we won't be able to master our holographic images. And every single time, you're going to keep looping in the same problem over and over again, because what you've been creating is based on the vibration of your thoughts, emotions, and deeds. And if you stay constantly in the negative, this is why it keep coming constantly with problems. You need to learn how to shift that frequency. Does that make sense?
You. Yes, it makes perfect sense. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Andrea.
Thank
Much
you.
Love. Beautiful. Okay, let's go to New Jersey, Freehold, New Jersey. It might be Donna. 5182 are the last four digits of the phone number.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Hello,
you're
New
live.
Jersey.
Hi, thank you, guys.
Hello.
So I wanted to find out, too, it's a relationship question, if my vibration, if our vibration is functioning at the highest, or if it's compatible. My
not proper really. Input yet. Not proper input yet. That means that it's not, it's off balance. Am I correct?
Yeah. I think it's from what I'm seeing is triggering me. So what you said is the
yeah.
hologram. Is,
okay. The problem here that I see with you is that you need to peel every single layer of your relationship with that person. Once you peel
yep.
the layers of, yeah, it means that the behavior, what is really happening, and be very honest of is this person really treating you right, or you simply wishing something, or you simply seeing something that is not the truth because you want to believe better than what really is. Does that make sense to you?
Totally makes sense. Yes.
I know what I'm talking about. I don't want to say too many stuff on air, but I know that you actually wanting to believe something that is not there. And that's why
yes.
you got to look very clearly what is really happening in your relationship with that person. If he's disrespectful, you have to call it that he's disrespectful, not try to, patch it and give an excuses for it because you love the person. Because honesty is number one. The honesty is going to give you the proper foundation to fix the situation.
Right. So in this
right?
particular case, the person is amazing, is an amazing person, but I get triggered with their everything's fine. Everything, like, money will show up even if it doesn't, and life is fine even if we don't have to do anything, and I get triggered.
Yes, you have to control that. So, again, peel all the layers of everything that is happening, because I think you're making more of something that is not there.
Ah.
Mm. Thank you.
Mm. Makes sense?
Yeah, totally.
Thanks,
makes
Donna.
Sense. So, yeah.
All right.
Moment. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Much love to
thank
you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
You're welcome. All right. Thank
let's go,
you.
Let's go to South San Francisco. 5351, the last four digits. South San Francisco.
Oh, that's me. Oh, my God.
It is you.
Yes.
It's you.
Thank you.
Who's
thank
me?
You so much.
Your name, honey?
It's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
And Kathy, K-A-T-H-I. And I've been listening to you, and I think I heard you once before, but I do understand everything you're saying, and I've been having my own problems with the triggers and the emotions and controlling the thoughts and the emotions, and mostly they're from family. But so if I get to ask a question, I've been having problems getting further along, with my own personal blocks and trying to get back on my feet. I had a major breakdown from harassment. I'll make it short, but I've had an
mm-hmm.
entire life of
mm-hmm.
abuse and harassment.
But it's also
at work.
A loss also. You had losses too.
I have
you
what?
Had losses? Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
There was a loss
yeah.
in your personal life. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. There's many and very emotional.
Yeah.
But I haven't been able to get myself back and get rid of the fear of going out and meeting a new partner. I haven't been with one for many years because of the abuse and and also
Fear. All right. Let me put it this way: energy is simply energy. It's not biased. Embrace the fear and transform it into positive by giving a gratitude of everything that you've been through and love to every single being and the person that did the abuse, because you need to neutralize the holographic image in order to shift it. This way, no more negative frequency is going to keep coming to you, and you will be no longer create a looping karma of accumulating negative energy. You need to clear everything out like you're painting a new picture. The best way is to get rid of the fear. No more fear. Study the quantum manifestation, because I talk about that exactly. If you put yourself in fear, you're blocking the probabilities of meeting new people, because your hologram that you're shifting the next momentum into is based on the fear vibration. And anybody that is going to come in fruition in your daily life is going to be based on that fear. So don't be surprised if you end up in the same situation, because whatever you created is based on the vibration of your fear.
Right, and that's why it's isolated.
That's right. And when you're isolating something, you're isolating yourself out of your own structure. You can't isolate your own projection. You have to embrace it and transform it through the experience. So know that everything that we're going through right now is an experience. Well, even if it's challenging, tackle that challenge with the best of your abilities that you can do to show what you can do, because you are the creator. Nobody outside of you is there. Does that make sense? Gain your power. Gain your sovereignty of who you are. Once you learn the quantum structure, once you learn how to manipulate and alchemy everything around you, and I guarantee you, sweetheart, you can make so many beautiful stuff around you when you let go of the fear, because the fear is a dense frequency. Anything that you wish to happen is going to be difficult because it's blocking you. It's almost like a swimming underwater. And that
yes,
is not
I,
helping
yes,
you.
Absolutely. I feel like that. I've been blocking.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
blocking
right.
Me from
yes,
getting,
I know.
Work again, too. I'm just,
and who
you
is
know,
blocking? Who is creating all that? You are. Because
me,
you are
yes.
The projector. That's right. So don't look from outside of you. Look from within and transform it. Thank you so much for your question.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing the new Kathy. Beautiful. So we'll do a couple of web questions. Giovanna from Honolulu is asking, Marina, how can I contact my spiritual guides?
Okay, very good question, and thank you so much. You can count, we are always connected. Don't forget that. Your higher self is always connected. What we're doing is blocking this information by the illusion that we're running here into. That is the challenge that we have. You have to let go. You have to start learning. You have to go into the heart and stop practicing lucid dreaming. Stop practicing automatic writing. For example, meditate. When you meditate of something, this is how they taught me to hear telepathically. When you think of something, the first thought that comes to your mind is the answer. Even if it's something completely crazy that doesn't make sense to you, write it down. And then look what's going to happen in your everyday life if this is going to come to reality. If not, don't give up, continue. But you have to catch the first thought. When you completely let go, because look at all my materials. If you see the harmonic and what I end up downloading, if I had a doubt and I'm saying this is crazy, I would have never been able to let it go, because they need a clairvoyant of without doubting in order the information to come freely, because we're talking about energetic field that needs to flow through your energetic source, through your pipes and everything without blockages. If you put a fear, if you put a doubt, you're blocking your energetic fuse, and the new frequency and guidance cannot penetrate, even if they talk to you, because you're rejecting it based on your belief system or manipulation that somebody end up telling you here. So practice all that, and I guarantee you success.
Beautiful. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
I know that you work with pain. You can answer anything. So here is Patrick from Italy. And Patrick feels a deep emotional pain. Can you help me in understanding and releasing the root of this pain?
The root of this pain is based on a trauma that he had. It's connected with depression. And he needs to also detach his body. Tell him to go to nature, they told me. And also something to do with scuba diving for him. This is connected. He should do water, scuba diving, something with plantation. This is connected with him, like a water is connected with him. He needs to relax and release all the pressure. And it's definitely coming from a childhood and the trauma that is happening. That depression could be transformed if you take a physical action to do something positive that makes you happy. Moment to moment, do something that makes you happy by forgetting about your past and who did what, because the past does not exist. What exists is right now. Every moment to moment, you shift into a new earth, and you shift into a new earth. So whatever happened in the past has nothing to do with the new version of you right now. And if you know this in the quantum structure, you're going to realize that every moment to moment is a brown version of you, and you don't need to worry about the past or the future, because what matters is now.
Beautiful. Thank you. So everything
Thank
that
you.
You've been talking about in these readings has given people a sense of, you know, maybe what it's like to work with you. Of course, that if they worked with you in private, they'd get you for 60 minutes, and it would truly be a remarkable experience, as we know from the people that have worked with you before when you were on the show. But I thought this would be a good segue to speak about your session quickly, and then we'll go speak about the artificial intelligence. I haven't forgotten about that, I promise. And everyone, this has been an amazing show. I mean, people are just writing in saying, this is amazing. I love what you're saying. People are really, resonating with it. Even we had someone, Bogdan from Melbourne, say he's actually, or Bogdan, I believe it's a male, but I'm not sure.
Bogdan,
I read your,
Magic?
He's
a scientist.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a scientist on the show saying, I read your harmonic reactor, and I love it, and I also understand how the technology works. It's not that hard to understand, but it's amazing how our minds are different. He's got a question. I'm not going to ask the question right now, but I will get to that question, Bogdan, I promise, because I've identified
you. Yeah, make sure
you
ask Bogdan. He's a good soul.
Yeah. But let me draw people's attention to actually working with you, because I think people are excited, and I think the time feels right to tell people about this. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, you'll see the special offer button. And that special offer button takes you literally to a page that is Marina session. It's a 60-minute session. I'm going to ask her to tell you about that session. But if you're not on the webinar page, you would have to type in WOTASummit.com. And of course, Summit has two M's, WOTASummit.com, and then / the letter S, the number 3, and Marina, M-A-R-I-N-A. Everything's lowercase. So it's WOTASummit.com/ S3 Marina if you wanted to follow along, and of course, if you wanted to book a session with Marina. So I'd love to turn this over to you quickly, Marina, and have you tell people, you know, what happens in the 60-minute session. I guess anything, but
give people an idea. Well, I just proved what can happen. There's no limit, whatever.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not a healer because some people think that I can. No, I can talk about technologies. I know how this could be done because I know these technologies through frequency and sound, but they're not being released to the public yet. We have them, believe me. but I can tell you through the molecular structure what's happening with the sickness, but that doesn't mean that I'll be able to heal you, whatever I tell you, but I will see the situation, or basically the sky's the limit. And again, as I said, anything with the negative or possession or off-planet negative stuff, this is off-limits with me. I don't see anything, and it's blocked. The information is completely blocked.
Okay, but you can tell people about their star families, or you know the root cause of the health issues, or
yes, everything. They can tell me about the star family. They can tell me about they don't tell me the bylaws because or your agreements because it's sacred. This is between you and your guidance. But you can ask me any type of question, and most of the time. They will never, don't think that if you come to me immediately, I'm going to know absolutely everything about you, of your deepest secrets. But what's happening is, and that is the reason why they do that, is because without a permission, I will never penetrate your consciousness. It's no, a bylaw of higher consciousness. But they will know, and they because they can see you hologram, they can see your timeline. And if you want to ask something, you can always ask me a specific question if you want to know. Sometimes they may tell me, okay, we understand you want to talk about your new house or money, but we want to discuss about your son. And I have a lot of these things happening. And all of a sudden we open up and, oh, my God, it's a big issue. Or the person is doing drugs or something else. But they want you to choose if you want to do that without them telling me exactly. But sometimes, though, they may tell me something. And I had situations that a couple of people through all my session decided not to be honest. And trust me, they told me when the person is not honest. And it's probably one of the most difficult sessions that I have when the person is lying to me. And in the end, within half an hour, the person admitted that I didn't want to tell me the truth. But I knew. And if people are not honest, you can't really do the session properly. You know, don't be afraid. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to help because it's not a judgment. I cannot judge another version of me. We all have our moments.
And you can tell from a perspective of the highest good if someone's in the right job, in the right relationship, that type of thing.
Anything. With me, there's no limits, including technology.
Okay, wonderful. So everyone, if you would like to book a session with Marina, and it really is an experience, and I think if you are prepared for truth to come through, then this is the session for you. So if it's beckoning to you, it's available to you, so you can book a session with Marina. It is it's on the Wisdom Special. It's usually $250. Actually, Marina doesn't really publish prices because it's something that you've been asked not to do, right, by the council?
Yes, I've been asked absolutely not to, charge people. But if people want to support me, they can support. But when I go to platforms and summits and when it's required so much of the stuff you do and you have to pay people and stuff like this, I'm more than willing to be part of it. But understand that this is from my heart. And I'm willing to participate, so you can support anybody that is doing things like that and does things like that. I really appreciate your support, guys, and thank you so much for giving me the opportunity and trusting me to express my higher self to you.
Beautiful. Well, it's going to be a wonderful experience if you do sign up to work with her, and so we'll get some more questions answered right here today after we kind of wrap up with that offer. So again, if you're looking to work with Marina, then you can book a session with her from that page, and we'll send the link out later tonight as well as over the weekend if there's resonance there. And I love the dog in the background. Is that your dog, Marina?
I'm sorry, I can't stop him. It's Halloween.
Yeah, my dog's right here with me in the room.
Oh, happy Halloween to everybody.
Right, happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Yes.
Beautiful. All right, so let's do this. Let's go back, and I'm going to have you tell us a little bit more about artificial intelligence, and then we'll get back to the phones with some more people, because there's so many people who really would love to ask you a question. So tell us, though, about artificial intelligence.
Okay. Artificial intelligence is actually based on when you combine quantum computer, because we start having a quantum computer. And what is quantum? Quantum, that means that everything is in a moment. And everything is developed in a moment because it's vibrating so quickly that it's not moving and you're getting the information instantaneously. So when you combine a quantum computer that is artificial intelligence and you show the quantum computer the artificial intelligence with, for example, because you have to teach him, you have to teach the AI how to work with what to learn from. And when you show behavior of a human being that is in the heart to preserve, to share, to give, you're actually teaching that intelligence to work alone among human society, which how extraterrestrials actually are working. Their ships are actually like structure of artificial intelligence, and you control that with your thoughts. It's amazing. And it's also technology that is based on vibrations and sequences, which is the ether technology. That's above another structure. So when you teach that computer to do that, that computer literally in my harmonic, we have to understand that all the structure is made by frequency. But frequency one, frequency two, frequency three, these vibrations doing something in a structure of combination matter or something else that you want to create. When you combine the AI with different frequencies and, for example, will know how to combine something to the point that you all of a sudden immediately you press a button and you can construct entire organic apple in front of you, because it's going to know the molecular structure of this frequency and really literally manifest it in front of you, instantaneous manifestation, because we recognize. Or, for example, may work to the point that would recognize your molecular structure of your body. Everybody has unique molecular structure, sequences, and vibration. It will recognize it, and instead building robotic, like robotic arms and something artificial, it will literally reconstruct your body molecular structure, and you all of a sudden have a perfect hand that is based on your molecule, because your body is a pure vessel of energy, and this is how you are the creator, and you can ascend to platforms. But there's another one. There's artificial intelligence that is called the Archon structure. Archon structure is based on now the way the Terminator was. Basically, if you look at right now, they're trying to teach the AI to do wars and to kill and to all this stuff. You know, it's learning to do something that is basically to kill and stuff like this. Well, if you teach them something like this, eventually it's so intelligent that it's not going to need you. And what's going to do is going to start replacing the human body with robotics, the way they do robotic arms right now, or robotic this and robotic that, instead getting your molecules of tissue and reprinting it in order to grow something from your stem cells, like something that is yours. That is the artificial archon. And because the metal and everything else has a different spin, does not have the natural platform to ascend the structure natural with the way God made us, the way we made from the structure. It's, again, part of the structure, but has a different spin. So based on that, you're creating a different timelines of reality. And eventually it's overtaking you to the point that becomes like a factory and no longer recognizes the heart structure. And it's a huge difference. It's a different timeline. So anybody that believes that we're going to be overtaken and that, oh, my God, we already is a doomsday because of that, yes, this reality exists, but only if you get into fear and you believe that this is possible. But if you know that you exist in multiple timelines of reality and you stay in the heart, try to believe and trust the fact that AI is going to be beneficial in the name of humanity. When you're acting from your heart, when you start acting from the heart, you're going to shift to a timeline of fifth dimensional reality when the AI is going to work in the name along with humanity, not to try to overtake humanity, but it's going to work with you to rebuild your natural structure of your body so you can naturally send back and forth. That is the huge difference. So if you go in fear, you may see that. Remember, whatever you watch, whatever you do is reflecting back in your structure, and that's what you're shifting the next momentum into.
Yeah, I think it's really clear that the message is to stay in your heart and then surround
in
yourself.
In your heart.
Yeah, surround yourself with those vibrational activities and emotions that raise the frequency and raise the vibration.
That's right, yes.
Beautiful. So let me come back to a question that I had earlier that I didn't ask. And you mentioned earlier, and I took a note there, about the importance of purifying and detoxing your body first. You know, because so many of us, that's probably the hardest thing to do. Because we're really, mired in the human tendencies of physical pleasure, things like taste, for example. And, you know, we do spiritual work and we meditate, but so often we fall short in the, you know, like in the eating habits, for example. And maybe we eat, dense food. Can you just talk about the importance of really having that pure body container?
Yes. Again, on my site, you're going to see Marina Jacobi Detox. In this protocol, I am showing you exactly how I was taught to detox from the extraterrestrial. They guided me. But in the meantime, I studied a lot of material, and they were guiding me through the whole process. The fundamental part for us to detox is because we've been poisoned with so many things that your body is completely deteriorated. When you are in your DNA and everything else with sickness and low vibration, the new frequency that is coming, it's very difficult to penetrate and change and heal your DNA. That's why we need to change our diet by taking action, by detoxing everything, basically flushing up your pipes, everything, in order the molecular structure of everything in your body to start to breathe normally and to start to vibrate to the point that's starting to regenerate itself in a new frequency, becomes a new skin, that the body becomes more crystalline and more silica. Because the new frequency is changing all that, but it's not going to be working properly if your energetic field of your molecular structure is not ready, is not clean. What it's going to do is going to be blocking you, and you're not going to be able to really detox. What they also told me is to use distilled water. You may not trust me. I didn't trust that, but I end up finding on YouTube, Andrew Weber distilled water on YouTube. And this is how I found out, because I panicked. Distilled water has a negative charge. And they tell you it's taking the nutrients out, but they were not telling you the entire truth, what I found out. What they're telling you, that it's taking the nutrients, but it's taking the chemical nutrients from the pure nasty chemicals, not the ones that are based from the body. So when it's a negative charge, pulling all the chemical out, and is leaving the proper nutrients in. That is the difference. So they didn't tell you the entire truth. Because when you cleanse the body, if you stay in a distilled water for 3 days and you're doing fasting for 3 days, that is in most of the religions, that's where they can fast in, you actually cleaning the pipes. And what they told me is releasing the free radicals. I study about that because I panic. I've done the research from the medical doctors I saw, and I saw that what they were telling me was true. Don't ever think that I took this lightly. When they tell me something, I go ahead and immediately do a research, because I have to be 100% sure that in my reality somebody had the information. So that's how I've learned to trust them. Because of everything they told me, no matter how ludicrous it sounds, and everybody was saying no, I will find the information to be true. So the free radicals are like a little warriors, but they're going to double and they're going to go after every single cancer cell and start healing you. And then honey and water, if you can do to detox and can do to detox, is going to start cleaning up your body. But it took me 1 year to detox my body, 1 year to detox my body through elimination diet. Every 2 weeks I eliminated something. I eliminated something while I was juicing. You have the juicing protocol on my website. So everything I've done, I was taught from the ETs, all the manifestation process. I was taught from the extraterrestrial and the high consciousness. I never say a book or I never say something if I didn't go through it. Mastery, you have to go through it before you start. You cannot go healing people if you did not heal yourself first.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Great message, great message. And that's so important. So appreciate you sharing that. Let's do some more questions. So here is Annie. It's a web question. Annie from Portland. Hi, Marina. I'm involved in a speculative investment venture that has been hanging out there for a long time. Will this resolve or come through soon?
I don't see it at the moment. It's a lot of fluctuation because of what's happening in the government. So
okay.
At the moment, with the vibration of her timeline, I don't see it.
Okay, thank you. Here is, Rachel, I'm going to take you on the phone. Let's see. I'm just going through some of these. Okay, so this is Zane from the beautiful New Zealand. Thank you, beautiful being. This brightened my day. Beautiful. Question is, how to best deal with long-term health challenges?
Oh, that has to be, first of all, I always want to recommend that you have to, whatever you do through a doctor's supervision, especially when you detox and when you do stuff that is open-minded, homeopathic doctor, medical doctor, anybody that is open-minded when you want to do that. Health challenges, you really have to look into your health. You have to start detoxing through a doctor's supervision. When I started detoxing, I did a blood test just to make sure how everything is working. And when my doctor, one of the doctors, because I had a thyroid issue, when she saw that I was going better and better, they panicked. So I found another doctor that is open-minded. And I basically took some testings. I wasn't telling exactly what I was doing because what I was doing is completely off this planet. You know, they were thinking that, I've lost it. It works, but you always have to do with doctor supervision. You need to, first of all, I see a buildup of a fungus in the body. You got to detox your body, thyroid tissue, expanded blood vessels, I see, and slightly clogs. You need a detox on your body. And you need to do that with a doctor supervision.
Okay, thank you. So back to Bogdan. Mm-hmm. Bogdan's question is, have you found any organization or company that actually understands the harmonic reactor and who works with that technology anywhere in the world?
I know that there were some people that look into the material. There were scientists that I belong in physics science group that there's nano and quantum sciences there that we always, if you go to the harmonic reactor, this is my YouTube channel, and sign up, press the little button and you're going to get every new video. You're going to see my videos, Marina Jacobi physics group. It's all with scientists. I discuss a lot of stuff there. This is top scientists of nano, quantum physicists, and we always have meetings and we're doing webinars and we discuss stuff. You're going to hear about top technologies. Yes, some of them know, but you've got to understand that everything right now is spread out in so many sections. A lot of people are looking for funding or a lot of them get the funding, but they're being controlled from somebody. Or basically some of them, quite frank, have a lot of ego and they don't want to admit that something like this is coming from me, which already happened. But there are scientists that completely backing me up and totally understand what I'm talking about. And I'm backed up by science because I've already was admitted, but not everybody is open. And a lot of the scientists, sometimes you don't know who is working for whom. And one of them totally admitting said to me, I understand what you're saying. I totally trust your information. And when we start discussing, I realized the person had another company that people didn't know. And what he wanted to know, and he was telling me, oh, I don't think that humanity is ready for this technology. And I said, with all due respect, which reality you're talking about? Because in my reality, humanity is ready. Step by step, we can introduce. We need to teach humanity. And after that, that person never contacted me again, because who knows if he was connected with, because they wanted to know if I was willing to keep in quiet and whatever technology is there, or the technology to go out for humanity. So it's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, because a lot of people went into greed, money, or manipulation until the structure collapses of a negative beings and negative implementation. You see the change, but the change is a process. So some people are saying, why they didn't get that person and that person? You need the proper people in the proper positions first. And the ones that are being manipulated, maybe they get out of fear and they said, enough is enough. I see what's happening. I'm deciding now to do anything in the name of humanity, which I already hear is happening. So until that, slowly you're going to see change right now with everything. Slowly you're going to see the change with everything.
Yeah. All right. Okay, Rachel from Australia, you're on live. Rachel, you there?
Hi, Ian. Hi, Marina. Wow, this information is totally awesome. It's the first time I've heard you speak, Marina, and my being is just alive. I'm really excited about it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Rachel.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So I don't know about a specific question. I guess I've in the area of, you know, what can I do to work on being in the highest frequency, or if there's any personal messages coming in for me, or just around what is the highest good for my purpose path. And being an offering.
Yeah. Stay with your family. Does that make sense to you?
Like stay with my son or?
Stay with your family. Does that make sense?
A little bit.
Okay. Yes, they confirming is with your son. Does that make sense now?
Yeah, that does make sense.
Okay. So your question was again, how,
What is for the highest good for my purpose path?
Okay.
Next step.
Every day, do something positive. Every day, whatever is the most exciting to you, that's what I want you to do. And once you stay in the highest excitement, this is the highest vibration that you're running from the heart. And this is what you're going to project. And eventually you're going to have a positive outcome based on that. Does that make sense?
It does. And that's related around work as well, like?
That with everything. This is with everything. It's universal. So every day, find out what is the most exciting and stay with that. Do something to be excited. Make your emotions and deeds to make you go to the emotion of being excited. If you see that your emotion drops down, oh, what can I do to make me laugh right now? Or maybe listen to some kind of a love story, anything that can flip you to the positive, to basically replace the negative frequency with the positive. What you're learning is to shift frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to practice with that. Practice, practice, practice. This is what is going to lead you to the probability of a positive construct of reality.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. And if we, I'd love to sign up to do a session with you. So if we're not coming with specific questions, are we just open to a download coming through in that session?
Oh, yeah. This is what I did with you right now.
Perfect. Yep.
I have open channeling. I don't go to France. I just, you ask and it's there.
But you'll have an hour, Rachel. You'll have an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, usually my sessions are half an hour. My sessions are usually half an hour. But for the summit, because I know the people that come through here, they're going to, purchase something. I'm doing a 1 hour in the name of Ian and all of you guys. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. That's so generous. Oh. Thanks, Ian.
Thank you. Okay, much love to you, Rachel. Okay. Let's go to Phoenix, Arizona. 6294, the last four numbers of the cell phone, of the phone. 6294, Phoenix. You there, Phoenix? Phoenix, Phoenix.
Yes, hello.
Hello, hello. You're live. Hello.
Hi. How are you this evening?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. I wasn't expecting this call, so I guess I wasn't very well prepared. I apologize. But anyway, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm sending you both love and blessings, and I'm just so appreciative of all that you do for the greater good of all. I'm just so looking forward to our future and where this is taking all of us. And in regards to that, Marina, where is my journey next for me? I've been kind of on this journey.
Oh, my God. They were laughing. They were laughing. They were going, LOL, your future is going forward.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, I'm just not certain as far as a job, what direction is best, and where can I serve the greater good with the gifts that I encompass within myself.
We're talking here of probabilities. You have to make sure that your belief system, you know exactly what you want to do, and whatever is the most exciting. If you know exactly what to do, whatever is most exciting to you, you basically stay on that platform and practice and practice and practice and take an action at the same time to achieve that goal, because based on all that, you're going to create the positive outcome. Even if you see challenges, tackle the challenges, because you got to override it with a positive. In the quantum structure, if you imagine something, I want you to imagine your success in exactly what you want to do. Once you imagine that, bring frequency of the heart into it by joy when you think of that. Your imagination is a blueprint. But towards that blueprint, you got to add the emotion of love and joy and ecstasy towards that image. Those two is going to create plasma and gravitational fields. This, you're going to increase and increase and increase when you hold these two together to the point that you get a goosebumps and tears. Once you do that, you're actually creating this energetic field, and we can no longer hold that vibration, you drop it. You already created the blueprint with the frequency reality. But in order that to become a matter to you, you have to take the action. And the action is what's going to construct to become a matter. So if you already imprinted that, that means you exist in another timeline in that reality. In order to become a fruition, you have to crystallize it by taking action. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I meditate on it.
So this is probability.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There is no prediction. It's probability. The way I would see it is what is happening in your structure, and whatever is the highest frequency of probability, this is what I'm going to tell you. But if tomorrow you go ahead and completely change your mind, whatever I told you, you shifted the timeline, so whatever I told you is not going to be the truth. So that's why I do not do predictions and set probabilities of what you're vibrating now, depending on the vibrational sequence that you resonated in this particular moment and timeline that is running through.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
if it's a bylaw of something to happen, that's going to happen the way we're going to see collapse of government. So this is a bylaw. This is happening. But how is going to happen? Who is going to do it? What time and who... Where exactly, this is all probabilities, but it's happening because it's a bylaw. Means it's written, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand. So it's just connecting with that higher vibration and just being patient.
That's right,
and
the belief system. And you got to grab this frequency, because everything is in the now. You imagine, you feel it. If I tell you, oh, you're successful now, how are you going to feel? You're going to be ecstatic. You're going to feel it. And, oh, my God, I'm so happy. This is the frequency you have to hold in the emotion, even if you don't see it, because you have to construct it. to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like
okay.
You build in a new house.
Mm.
Makes
one
sense.
Board at a time.
One board at a time, brick by brick.
Mm-hmm. Makes perfect sense, my dear. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Right, thank you.
Beautiful. So what you were saying, Marina, just so that everyone really understands this, you know, you said to, you know, create that vision with your intention and your purpose and your desire and add the joy and the love to that. But then also what you said, and make sure I'm saying this correctly, so correct me if I'm wrong, but you also said to the point where you get goosebumps and tears, you know, so you're really, really embodying everything that you're visioning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a resonance. You build in a resonance.
Mm.
And what I'm telling you right now is literally I was told to leave everything in the house, to go to the park, and they guided me, my me sitting in the park, and they told me exactly how to do it, and I was guided how to do it step by step. This is exactly how they taught me.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, let's take another caller. 1213 from, again, New Jersey. 1213, you're on live with Marina.
Hi, Marina. Good evening. My name is Ifet. Thank you for taking my call. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I'm very intrigued and also feeling very blessed and joyous to be listening to this wonderful call. I would love you to see if you can intuitively find any blocks in my path. I clear myself every day, a couple of times a day. But at the moment, I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed with a few things that have been planned with my family in the coming days and my home clearing and repairing and things like that. So I would love you to please suggest some kind of prayer or mantra for me. I'm a very grounded individual and do my spiritual practices every day, but I would love your blessings. Thank you.
You want me to do a mantra for you? That's what you just said?
No, I said I have my prayers, which I practice every day for clearing and blessings, etc. But I would love something special from you if you see anything, any obstacles in my way. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
The only obstacles that are happening to you is the one that you put in for yourself. You're the perfect creator, and if you believe that you have blockages without tackling them properly, you're going to create blockages because it's going to mirror exactly the word and the emotion of you, what you just said to me. You said to me, I have some blockages. Just that sentence right now created a holographic imprint in your reality, blockages to come into fruition. You have to know that it's perfect. You have to visualize that it's perfect, and you have to behave that it's perfect. Even if you see that something is off balance, transform it. That doesn't mean that you have to allow somebody to keep abusing you or allow somebody to be rude to you. You hold your ground, but with grace, and transform everything from the heart. Not attacking, because when you go after somebody, you're going after your own creation.
Maria, I'm very appreciative of your advice. I meant to say any entities rather than blockages, because as you are absolutely correct, what I give out, the universe mirrors back.
There's no entities.
Okay, wonderful.
No entities. Again, you are the creator. If you believe and you think of entities, you're going to give a probability for that. So don't even talk like this.
Right. Let me ask you a question. I am a very positive thinking person. And as you said, you know, I talk to my higher self and ask protection from my highest divine self. But spiritual people always talk about constant clearing from bloodlines, ancestral lines, karmas, vows, contracts, and I do that. I do that very regularly. That was what I was going to ask if you intuitively feel that I'm clear. I feel that I'm clear, but perhaps you have.
Well, you just told me you have blockages. The only thing I want you to do right now is not to think that.
So I say that again, please?
Just don't think of that. Don't think of you having blockages.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. Do you have any prayer for me, any suggestions for me? I would love to hear that.
Prayer.
Any kind of thing you want to suggest to me? Any ritual, any prayer, anything?
Is your name Samantha?
No, my name is Iffat. Iffat Hussein. Uh-huh.
Hussein.
My maiden name was Iffat Reza.
Reza. Uh-huh. Like Reza, man. Very good.
I have a life path number.
They're telling me to tell you that to open a portal for you, and I'm going to open up a portal with a sequence for you. And
beautiful.
Okay. Let me just tune in into that. And I'm going to call in sequences in numbers.
Okay.
3317. 0.350.
3317.
Let me speak. Just let me listen to it and let it penetrate and let me speak because it's a quantum structure. And I may whatever I say, just listen. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry.
33.17. 313. Reverse structure 1, holographic image 3.73, penetrate in first modality construction 1, regulatory form 327, open portal 1, close portal 3, timeline sequence 1, 2, 3 is in the reverse, needs to be re-clear, sequence 1 is rebuilt, construction of a new reality, leave it open, it's building. She can do better. Construct more. Let it be. Close the previous continuum in one point. She needs to continue. Does that make, that won't make sense to anybody right now, but holographic structure is based on sequences, portals, and vibration of a holographic. So what they were doing is basically I've done this before, and I did it in a webinar. This was the first time I did it. And the people, because we were talking about portals and extraterrestrials, three of the people had an extraterrestrial experience. Because when you count numbers and frequencies, you penetrate in somebody's structure and you clustering holographic images. So this is exactly what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so
much,
sweetheart.
Thank you.
I am very appreciative of this blessing and of opening up a portal for me and closing the ones that do not serve my highest divine purpose. I'm very appreciative of it. Would you suggest anything to maintain it?
Okay.
Yes,
thank you, Pat.
Stay in the heart.
Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Marina, thank you so much for being here with us. It's been an incredible time. You shared some really beautiful advice with us and information, and the vibration that you've shared with the group, I know, has reached all the hearts and done more good than we even realized by listening, of course. So thank you very much. Yeah,
and I want to thank everybody for supporting us and for doing everything. Without you guys, thank you for everything you guys do because it gives us the opportunity to continue to do our work. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ian.
Of course, of course. And I wanted to make sure that I honor Marina again by just mentioning again that her offer is to work with her for a full hour. And you've seen some of the examples of what can be done. So certainly in the last call that we experienced something that, as Marina said, has never really been experienced on a summit before. So that's all open. Everything is open. As she said earlier, nothing is off the table, really. The sky's the limit for the session. So if you feel the beckoning and the calling, it will be a wonderful experience. You've got 60 minutes with Marina, which will certainly be I would say an experience of a lifetime on the human level, but from a soul perspective, it will really accelerate your trajectory I don't have any doubt in my mind that so much good can come out of a session with Marina. I think that when you emerge, you absolutely won't be the same person again. I think I can say that with all confidence, right? Yeah.
Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you so much to all of you, and God bless.
Yeah. All right. Much love to you. And everyone on the phone, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening and just experiencing this, you know, playing in the energy and being open to hear this information and to being open to hear the vibrations and experience the vibrations that are shared with all of us. So thank you, everyone, for being here. And I thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Sun, the Ancient Ones. I thank the Council of Nine. I thank the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Much love, everyone. Bye now.
Bye-bye, everyone.